go.
Just wanted to
you know what?
It.
You really do it better than anyone else. Everyone else is just an imitation.
And you were worried, Momo, that Cappy thought we were overkilling Love Boat.
Yeah.
That was a waste of your time.
Well, the thing is, everything is a cheap impersonation of that. I mean, you have a megaphone,
right?
And you get the, it's like all happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound effects.
Right. Do my own thing. I'm like one
Everybody else just leave.
No, no. I bring a little different flavor to the situation.
Just
you know?
Cheap impersonator.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey.
Yes?
Some things are happening. Things are happening. We were on the air earlier, and Darvin Ham gave the Arya Stark line. I don't know if you heard this yet.
No.
You were probably on the drive-in.
Yeah.
Shit on him.
The, George Sedano's here, live in full effect.
Shit on him.
He was asked by the local reporters, the LA reporters who followed him around, the beat guys. They said, hey, Darvin, got any changes to the starting lineup? That's the way you ask that question, because everybody knows what you mean by that. In other words, is Russ still starting?
Right.
Said, not today.
Not today.
Arya Stark, not today.
Yeah.
There's no game today. You get it?
Right. Yeah, not today.
The game's tomorrow.
Right. But then it's also been reported that Russ is doubtful for the
And
next
now
game.
Russ, the Lakers have listed him as doubtful with the hamstring injury.
Oh, it's his hamstring.
So you see how these things are happening?
Oh, hamstring. I did not know that.
All right, wait, let's see how long it takes for the like one thing to lead to another. Do you get where I'm going with
this? Yeah, I thought
things are happening.
Yeah, I thought on the injury report it was feelings. His feelings were hurt.
Why don't you ask Ramona what you were talking to me about yesterday, about the press conference the other day?
What did I ask about? Oh.
That was yesterday? That was a whole day ago, yeah. George? Do you expect him to remember that far ago?
No, but now I remember what he's saying. So and the way you said it, I know, sparked the brain of Sedano here. You said the way to ask it is, you know, are there changes to the lineup? And we all know what is meant by that question,
yes.
Right? By the same token, a question was asked by our colleague Dave McMiniman to LeBron that was asking about Russ, and LeBron kind of got a little snippy by saying, hey, I'm not going to get caught up in that game of talking about Russ. And so then what I said was, because I broke like the cardinal rule of saying, perhaps what you should do is just ask the question more directly rather than try and beat around the bush. Now, if the gentleman was not Dave McMiniman of ESPN, if he was, you know, Steve Jones of Fox, that would not be an issue. But he works for ESPN, which I guess is bad form by me.
No, it's fine. Dave didn't do anything wrong. That was mostly about LeBron wanting to be on record as saying, I'm not going to be the one to criticize Russell Westbrook.
And it was also, I think, the third question in a row that he had gotten about Russ.
And LeBron was not mad at Dave. I was in the room for this. Well, LeBron was not mad at Dave. He just realized where this conversation was going. Like you ever walk into a room and like, you're in a good mood and you're like, hey, how's everybody? And you walk in the room and you're like, what just happened in here? You people have been upset about something. What'd I walk into? Okay. It's kind of like, that's kind of what LeBron walked into on Sunday. He was like, oh, okay, so we're here. Is that where this, like, I don't want to be the guy who's going to give you the next gotcha quote.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized, because he's done a million interviews in his life, that that's where there was blood in the water and, you know, they were going to just keep asking him questions about it. And so he wanted to very publicly come out by name and say, I'm not going to be the guy who criticizes Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, even though
a lot of what he said was kind of critical of the way Westbrook.
I honestly think that if Dave's question had been the first related to Russ as opposed to the third, I think LeBron would have just answered the question and then whoever happened to ask the third question about Russ would have gotten the answer that Dave got. Happened to be enough questions about Russ. LeBron saw where this was going.
Dave asked Russ the question, and he's trying to ask it in a nice way. I mean, he's doing his job. Like, his job is to ask the hard question.
Yes.
But the night before, after the Clipper game, Russ stood in his locker, was giving the, I don't know, answers, just trying to get me out of here answers. And this is Juan Toscano-Anderson, whatever you want to say about that guy.
Yeah.
Good teammate, okay? Jumps in, like Russ had enough, he wasn't answering anything, and Juan jumps in and says.
And it's not just you, there are a lot of guys that are missing shots right now. Are you seeing the misses affect confidence? Are they affecting your confidence at all?
No, because he keep telling me to shoot. I miss a few shots.
On the set.
I appreciate that.
On the set, for real.
I mean, Juan's a good teammate, but like Russ does not have anything to say anymore about this. Like everybody knows what the issue is. LeBron doesn't want to talk about it. Russ doesn't want to talk about it. Juan jumps in and puts his arm around him and says, I'll save you. This has been two of the most cringy moments of all of our lives answering these questions. I mean, it got bad fast.
Yeah, I think
it got real bad.
I think last year, once Russ started to show people how quickly he can come unglued, that's now the goal of everybody asking questions. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's like I like sensationalism versus journalism, but I just think that most of these writers, that's kind of what they're doing. It's like, hey, I'm gonna be the guy that's gonna ask him the question that's gonna get him to kind of snap a little, and that's gonna go viral, and that's gonna be good for my piece. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I think everybody is after this guy. Gosh, I heard you saying it earlier, Andy. He is the scapegoat for everything. You know, like George and I were talking yesterday. He missed that shot with about 28 seconds to go and 18 seconds on the shot clock, and it was a terrible decision to shoot that ball. But on the other hand, when they came down the opposite direction, Jeremy Grant went around LeBron and then went through AD.
But that's a tough shot, is the point, is that the defense was fine there. That wasn't he got by LeBron, but you know what? Okay, that's going to happen in a game. But he was like there with him, and AD like was an inch away of swatting it. What they did there was, in theory, what you would want to do. The result just didn't happen. What Russ did there, the process was terrible, and the result was terrible.
There's a difference between a play not working out defensively, in the case of LeBron, through no fault in terms of effort, in terms of approach, or whatever. Right. Sometimes you just get
beat. A guy gets beat.
Yeah. Russ made not just a terrible decision that moment. Russ's decision making in that game.
Oh no! I mean, listen, we can actually go further back than that game with him. And look, the guy is a Hall of Famer, 75 greatest player of all time. But his decision making, even when he was younger, which by the way he could make up for with pure athleticism at that time, but at this stage of his career, less so.
What I'm saying is, though, is that nobody talks about the other stuff. That's all I'm saying.
No, because the other stuff isn't it when you come, like if we're doing, to use an Andy and Brian Kamenetsky thing, the blame pie.
Did you guys invent the blame pie, or did you adapt it from Mason and Ireland?
No, they stole it from them.
Yeah.
Who stole it from who?
Mason Ireland stole it from the brothers.
You know what? Wow. All of ESPN stole it. I saw it one time on The Jump. Yeah. Everyone.
So wait, yeah.
Nobody gives you credit.
Nobody.
When do you think that you came up with the blame pie?
Dang.
Years ago.
How many years ago?
At least 6, 7 years ago.
I would say longer than that.
And is there some evidence of some kind?
If people wanted to go through old incarnations of podcasts and stuff. Look, like many great artists, we will be most appreciated after our deaths.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, if we're doing the blame pie,
I had no idea where you're going with that comment.
Neither did I.
The largest slice of that pie, by a long shot, is Russell Westbrook, whether it's offense, defense, just the as Kendrick Perkins referred to yesterday, just the mood of the team, all of it. There's a large portion of that pie is unfortunately related to Russell Westbrook.
Different pie, slightly different pie, but forget about the playing of basketball. But let's just go to what you just said, which is the ego part of all of this, the mood of the team. Now, if you've got that pie, okay, I'm going to give Russ like 80% of the pie that his whole personality is just... People are like walking on eggshells around him.
Yeah.
It got a coach fired, essentially. And now you got another coach whose job it is to kind of say, I don't care about his feelings. And then everybody on the team has to answer for him, or at least is questioned about him. And so when we talk about the emotional pie versus the physical pie, I give like 80% of the pie. Good pie, by the way. Nice key lime pie. Okay, just a little bit tart.
Chilled.
Chilled with that's a really sweet. Nice, like the graham cracker crust.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the nice whipped cream on top.
Yeah,
good.
Me hungry.
Good, right?
Really
that's
good.
A nice pie. That's Russ's pie.
What?
Good pie. Russ's pie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but whatever. I'm going to pull where's that Sean McVay sound?
Play that Travis sound.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pie
I feel
right
like
there.
Sean McVay right now. That's, I don't know what that
what?
Means.
That's
right
real
now.
Pie.
Yeah. All I know is I want some pie.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know what that
I don't
means about
what that means either. I got to be honest.
I don't know, but all of a sudden in my mind, I saw this really nice key lime pie.
You just kept going with
it,
too.
Yeah, pie.
You took a different exit than you expected on that drive.
I liked what you were talking about, though, earlier today.
Me or Andy?
Andy.
Okay.
Although I liked everything you were talking about. Yeah, I love Everdell.
Hey, you know what I bet you liked?
Tell me.
Gas station McRib.
Oh,
did you like that?
I did. I was listening to that on the way in. Yes, gas station
like,
McRib.
I'm feeling like I want to stop and get one of those.
I was actually going to text you and be like, I'm going to get something disgusting for lunch today. What should I do? Because I'm going to eat it while I'm driving.
Of course.
Yeah. And I stopped at
You don't bring stuff like that home.
I stopped at the same freaking Chick-fil-A that I stop at every Tuesday. It's like my guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but Chick-fil-A's
looking at me
that,
like you're
going to
throw
end.
Up right now. You're going to throw up, no, aren't
Chick-fil-A's
you?
Chick-fil-A's high end, man.
Chick-fil-A, you ready? 8-piece Chick-fil-A nugget with the Chick-fil-A sauce while driving and texting. Yeah. It's the worst thing of all time.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't do that. Chick-fil-A sauce. What is that and why is it so good?
It's sort of like a Chipotle mayonnaise.
Is it?
It's like
There's definitely mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm going to go like, I didn't know that.
It's mayonnaise and ketchup and a little bit of hot sauce.
Are you sure?
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah. 100%. I think it's, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, though. So sick. The fried little nuggets with this cheesy Chipotle mayos. What are you looking at me like that for? Are you gonna,
what happened to your diet?
Are you going to have to like give me mouth to mouth on the show today? Is
what
that
happened
the deal?
To your diet on September 6th or whatever you were doing?
I'm it for happened, real doing a diet now, you guys. I'm for real. For real, for real.
What?
I'm like, it's time. It's time. I've had enough of the baby weight and I lost it and then it's starting to creep back up and it's making me mad.
You want to jump in on a challenge together?
It doesn't happen. Let me tell you, we're all at a certain age around here. It doesn't get any easier. So you got to dedicate yourself.
All right. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Okay. I started last night.
Yeah.
And I just started and this is a new goal that I'm setting for myself and everybody should jump in with me. You ready? First things first, I downloaded an app called Runkeeper. A friend of mine said, you've got to download this app so we can follow each other.
Right.
Our goal is to run 75 miles.
I'm not a runner, bro.
No, hold on.
You know what you should do? So here's a...
I'm just going to not eat at night.
Wait,
no.
If you want to do an app that's like interactive and stuff... Yeah. Use Noom.
Is that good?
Yeah.
It's what George is telling me about different colors for what food you should and shouldn't eat.
I know how to lose weight. I just have to actually do it.
Right.
No, I know. But Noom is actually pretty cool. It's got like a little bit of a psychology to it. No. It's kind of cool.
No, come with me. Come with me to Runkeeper, and here's why. Let me sell you. Let me sell you, though. Yeah. You ready? Listen.
Okay.
75 miles between now and Thanksgiving. So it's about 15 miles a week. No big deal. That's number one. Number two, you're a team guy, right? Okay?
Yep.
I'm a team guy. I need teammates to help me. To push me, that I have to be accountable to.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see my workouts on this app. I'll be able to see yours, and we'll see if we're going to reach our goal together.
Yeah.
75 miles till Thanksgiving.
So I have the Apple
George is
Health
laughing
Tracked.
At me. You have no faith that I can possibly do this.
None. None.
So I average, okay, let's see. You know how like the Apple Health on your iPhone, it like tracks how far you go? Because I walk a lot. That's like my nighttime workouts.
Yeah.
So I average 2.7 miles a day this past month. How many, if there's 30 days, how many is that?
That sounds about like 8,000 steps a day.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 2.7, let's just round up and say 3. Okay, so that's like, I think we're in the ballpark.
So let's do it.
30 times 2.5. I'm not even running. I'm just walking that much a day.
Okay, 75 miles between now and Thanksgiving. However you want to do it.
That's brutal.
It's not that much, really.
It's not that much if you're counting walking steps.
My knees would shatter or give out.
You're counting steps.
But I'm talking about running. Actually, running.
My run is not really a run. I mean, it's barely a jog. You know,
mine is a walk. My run is a walk.
Like, are you mall walking?
But I go for like an hour.
What kind of
are
pace?
You walking like Chris Paul in that commercial these days?
Oh, no. It's State Farm commercial? It's not that bad looking.
Yeah.
It looks more like a run. Yeah. That looks more like an Olympic kind of walk, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's slightly more athletic looking.
Yeah. So mine, I keep track of everything on the Aura Ring. That's my...
Do you have an Aura Ring?
I have one on right now.
Does that thing actually work? Speaking of Chris Paul.
Totally works. You want to see my ring?
What does it do?
Everybody brags about those things.
It, you know what it does?
How'd you sleep last night?
I slept a total of 6 hours and 3 minutes.
How much quality sleep did you have?
2.5 hours of REM sleep, 2.5 hours of deep sleep. That's not bad.
How does it know?
It's on your finger.
And your movement, your pulse, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your
I body woke up movement. Once about 4:30. Oh, my oxygen saturation wasn't so good. 96%. I'm usually better than
what's
that.
What's it supposed to be at?
99.
Got it.
Yeah. That's just, not that
oxygen,
great.
No good.
Yeah, there's some interruptions. I must have been snoring. but it's actually what it does is it keeps you accountable for your sleep. That's the best part of it. Is it like you go, okay, yeah, I was okay last night, and then your Aura Rings, no, you weren't, buddy. You got 5.5 hours. That's not going to work. But then another night, you go, okay, that was better, or you think you had a bad night, and it's like, no, you actually got like 6 hours and 12 minutes. I can function. Right? But it makes you like think about how much you're sleeping, and also it definitely catches you when you eat late at night because you won't have as good a score in the morning because you're digesting and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Forget about it if you drink. Oh boy, the ring is unhappy.
You might as well take it off.
Yeah, you might as well take it off.
Yeah,
really.
It catches your naps, your workouts.
Naps.
If you work out too much, it'll be like, hey, calm down. Calm down. You need some more restorative
time.
Slow
down.
Yeah.
Your activity is challenging your readiness, and then. at some point, you're like, okay, shut up, ring.
Yeah, I was going to say, this ring sounds judgy.
It is very judgy.
I don't like this ring at all.
Yeah, it's pretty judgy.
Yeah, it's super judgy.
Yeah.
Like, I need that.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I need that.
Yeah.
Like, I need a ring to judge me.
It is. It doesn't talk back.
You know, but I need
take
that.
It off.
That's my problem is I need a challenge.
Yeah, you can take it off without signing a
prenup. That's your problem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's one of many, but in this particular instance, in this conversation, that's my issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I gotta go. I have like a I'm talking to the Phoenix radio guys or something. I have one of those buddies.
Gambo, yeah, something or other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to say yes to him when he.
They're good radio hosts.
They're gonna call me in like 14 seconds. So you guys have a good show.
All right.
Tell them you're still here.
Hey, you know what? Crosstalk is brought to you by.
What is it brought
Coors
to?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
4:15 in the Southland, live imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Shinano.
Come on.
Bang, ba-da-bop. Ding, ba-da-boop. Dee, ba-da-doop. Ba-da-doom, ding-a-dong. Boom, ba-da-bimp. Bing, ba-da-bop. Dee, da-da-dee-da-doo. Ding-a-dong, da-da-bop. Ba-da-bop, ding-a-dong.
Yeah.
It's been a moment since we've been together in this room.
Yeah, and it's not going to be prolonged either because you're leaving at 4:30.
It's not my fault. I've got a dinner with Dr. Clapper and the team.
How are you? If I mix together Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Mary Carrillo, and Ozzy Osbourne, I'll tell you what they have in common.
This Saturday. Weekend Warriors.
At 7 o'clock.
I only have about 12 minutes of lit in me, unfortunately. But maybe I'll make an appearance later on in the week.
Why don't you just come back after the dinner?
Well, I think you guys should be off the air, frankly.
Oh.
It's a 5:30 dinner across town, so.
Oh, it's across town.
Yeah, that's why I got to leave.
Oh.
You going to bring anything back?
Not really, no.
You weren't planning on bringing anything
across? So Cappy's not taking you to the train station
tonight? No, it's going to be a 10 o'clock train for the kid.
Really? What are you going to do in between dinner and the train?
Well, the drive back probably will eat up 45 minutes, and then I'll come here and do some work and then catch the train back to OC. So I'm sad that we won't have our moment. But listen, enough about me. Enough about the small talk.
Mm-hmm.
A major announcement has occurred.
It has?
In the Sedano and Cap circle of trust, the community.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Now, you made a brief appearance yesterday, but you have now gone full post. It has dropped.
You did?
The Cappy comeback video is on Twitter.
Correct. Full post.
Full post.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it yet, George.
You want to hear the song?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just play it, I guess.
Let's play it. World premiere.
Two side of it has arrived. It's on time. Arrived on time. Arrived on time. Yeah. Two side of it has arrived just on time. Arrived on time. Arrived on time.
Yeah, come on, Casper. Yeah.
Cappy's back. Back again. Cappy's back. Caught and friends.
Cappy's back. Cappy's back. Cappy's back. Cappy's back.
Yeah, come on. This is a collab right here, George Sedano. That's what this is. A collab.
Nice flip-flops.
Listen,
big belly, too.
You see it. That's why I need to run 75 miles.
Sedano created a monster, because nobody wants to see Scotty no more. They want Cappy like chopped liver. Well, if you want a Cappy, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of flea mizzle, some hot pepper, some hot chop that will jumpstart my heart quicker than a mock when I get mocked on the station by the crew when I'm not cooperating. When I'm going on tangent, I'll answer a sigh. So get on the boat, stop the lane, because I'm back, I'm the chap at escalating. I know you got a job, Morales, but your pony riding is complicated. So the COT won't let me be or let SD geese go spread the wing, calling me out in the community. But it feels so empty without Cappy. So come and get lit, you know it's legit. Screw that, come and get lit and throw out your fists and get ready, cause this is about to get crazy. I just settled all my patents, show me the money. Now this looks like a job for me. Now everybody follow Cappy, cause we need a little debauchery, because it feels so empty without Cappy. Now this looks like a job for me. Now everybody follow Cappy, cause we need a little debauchery, because it feels so empty without Cappy.
Yeah.
I watched the video. It actually timed out perfectly that it was on the exact, almost like literally to the second. While the lyrics were going on the radio. It was very well done by Casper.
Great job, Casper Villa. Congratulations.
Sure is.
Oh, it's got more. Oh.
You were okay.
Well, listen, that is what is known as a collab.
Great.
That's a collab.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you take a really cool guy like Casper.
Now, is it Casper Villa featuring you, or is it you featuring Casper
Villa?
No,
it's very much Casper featuring
me. But Kaplan's the headliner.
Yeah, but listen, the bottom line is, you take a really cool guy like Casper, who's got cool hair, he's got cool clothes, the dude can get down, right? He's got moves, the whole thing. And then you put that next to like a middle-aged, overweight white guy, you know? And that is a collaboration right there of two generations coming together to do just great content for the circle. Because like I said, George, I don't just come in with a like or a retweet. I kick the door down when I come back
in. I mean, you did come in with a like, actually.
I did?
Yeah, when I said CY would be filling in for me that one day.
Yeah, I was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like.
Who did the lyrics?
Na 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 na.
I mean, he did, clearly. Not as in Cap.
Na na na.
I mean, clearly Casper.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No, Eminem did them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Eminem sent them.
Yeah.
He wrote them.
You mean M.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Marshall, actually.
Right. Yeah. And then he sent him, and then Casper is the performer.
Right.
Yeah, Casper is the actual performer himself.
I will say it's a big day for the community. The fact that we have a music video and a song about the community and your comeback.
So when does Mason Ireland's video try to get collaborated
first
and
First,
they'd
have to leave their mafia, then come back to their mafia, which... Right. I mean, John technically is in it, but never participates.
No, but I'm saying, because they always do everything we do. So when does their music video happen?
I don't know. I don't know exactly. You know, Mason hasn't been here for a few days, so we'll see what his tone is tomorrow.
Right. He's going to be like, I did a music video in like 1999.
John's all ramped up about the Lakers. So, you know, there's an odd feeling in the air.
You know what feels really good, though? I'm going to tell you guys, and maybe you guys would like to experience this at some point in your own lives.
Sure.
But dropping a joint is just so good. Like when you actually have a joint to drop, it's freaking dope.
It is dope.
You know? And it makes you feel really, really good.
Yeah.
It does. I feel really great. I do. Yeah. What do you think of my performance?
I thought you did well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, did you like any of my dance moves?
Not really.
Really?
No.
What about the way I'm busting down the street?
Yeah.
Like just,
by the way, the funniest part was you were like doing like an old school Sammy Sosa kiss to the sky.
Yeah, right.
Like
that's
when
right.
You used to hit a home run.
That's right.
And there were these two people walking down LA Live going the other direction.
Yeah.
They must have been like, what is this moron doing?
Oh, I told them. I'm like, don't even ask.
Yeah.
Just don't even bother asking, you know?
Yeah.
So you could see that in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. If you're not a member,
you should be.
Just go to circles, right? Communities.
Go to communities.
Go to circles.
Not
is fine.
Circles.
Yeah. Circles is
communities
fine.
Communities on
there
Twitter.
Are circles on there. Yeah.
No, wasn't that a thing? Circles once?
I think so, but it wasn't.
Spaces.
Spaces. Yeah.
So search Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Join the community and watch the new joint.
Right.
That Cap has dropped.
Right. Yeah. And also, let me just say something else, if I may. We are currently broadcasting on the radio, but we're streaming on the app, and now we're streaming on YouTube.
Right.
And I'll just tell you right now.
Tell us.
Here we go.
I'm turning the stream off if we don't have like 1,000 people watching.
1,000?
1,000.
So there was some feedback last week about you overdoing the stream numbers
really?
On the air.
That I was exaggerating them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not feedback that's like official.
Well,
don't
when I went
out.
On, I went
not
on.
Not like official feedback that you need to be worried about, but feedback from somebody that were like, man, Cappy's really obsessed with those stream numbers. I was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
The kid's a streamer.
Well,
yeah.
I don't, listen.
When I jumped on from the arena, because I promised you that I would jump on, it was like 250 people at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys like had 2,000 views the other day when Laura and Lindsay were on. That's pretty good. Right.
Everything changes. I mean, nobody really cares to see me and George.
No.
I sell to everybody that we are hot. Okay, we're good looking.
As in we, as in Lindsay and Laura.
No, as in you and me.
Oh.
And more so me, but the point is, we're good looking dudes.
Yeah.
Very good looking guys.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. And you're pretty good looking too, Chris.
I appreciate that.
You're a handsome guy.
I think that there's other cells to the show at times.
I think that once Laura and Lindsay get in, though, that's when everybody's like, ooh, I want to see what Laura and Lindsay look like.
Take it to a different stratosphere.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to say to everybody this afternoon, if you want to, you should definitely come find us on YouTube.
Okay. ESPN LA, right?
That's correct.
Is the YouTube?
That is right.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, I think I got to go.
That's
prepare.
It?
You're going to go
that
to
was
Dr.
like
Clapper.
7 minutes.
I apologize, guys. What can I do?
Well, why are you going to this dinner?
Yeah, why do you got to be there?
Because it helps, like, the, I don't know. I do a lot of imaging for the show. And,
yeah, I understand.
You know, Dr. Clapper's a big part of what we do. Weekends,
we love Dr. Clapper. No,
Saturday's the Weekend Warrior Show, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is not besmirching Dr. Clapper, who is a big friend of the program here, a fan and a friend of the show.
You know, I'm not the only one going. There's several of us going.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is, like, if everybody's going, nobody's going to miss that you're not there. Like, it's going to go on beautifully.
Yeah, even without you.
I guess I was invited, so for me to not go.
How are you?
Chris, can you ask him about Tony Danza? We got to follow up about that.
I will. I actually
well,
will
it was kind of like
we could come up with a song. Speaking of, we're going to start doing musicals around here.
Yeah.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Hey. Right,
he gentlemen. Was on social the other day. He has like some nice flowing long silvery locks.
Yeah.
But it's like good. That day
hold
when
me closer, Tony Danza.
When George was saying, "Hey, forget Clapper." Those are the exact words you used.
That's when he called us a bleepin' bleephole.
You go, "Forget Clapper. Have him come on with us right now." That's the exact same thing we should be saying to Morales. Forget Clapper.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then Tony Danza is going to call back in and curse us out again.
I know he is. He got something going on, Tony Danza. I've seen some stuff on social where he's got like some kind of a show where he's like singing and telling stories.
Yeah.
Like he's like a schmaltzy kind of a guy now, you know?
What does schmaltzy mean?
I don't know. It's kind of like a croonery kind of like, I don't know, like modern day whack pack, brat pack guy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of.
Didn't really, did it?
Ish.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
I'm looking at myself on YouTube right now. I got to go get my hair colored. Jesus, man.
Really? It doesn't look any different to me.
Oh, God. Look at your hair. It looks so nice and dark and black, jet black. And me, I look so gray.
It doesn't look gray.
I got to go get my hair colored immediately.
We should color your hair on the air.
I would like to match your hair color.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm going to have whoever come in studio and say I want it as dark as his.
I mean, nothing will be, like, more jarring than, like, when Colin Cowherd went from, like, gray to, like, you know, your hair color.
Well, this
like,
Auburn
brown.
The problem is that if
I I love you, Colin, but that even you know how you had that had to not go so well for you.
If I let this go any longer, I'll be past the point of no return. You understand that?
Kef, you got to blend it in, though. Get the Just for Men and blend it
in. Yeah, a blend.
Yeah.
Lindsay
don't
knows.
All die. You got to blend it in.
Yeah. Do a blend.
You guys don't see how gray I look?
No, it doesn't look gray to me, actually.
Great. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Hey, by the way, I have a question for Laker fans and you, and everyone, for that matter. And it's we're going to have to level with each other at this stage, you're the Lakers. All right? That's going to be the way we're going to present this, and we'll do that coming up in about 2 minutes. Are we back?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't hear any music. It's your dead air for like a couple seconds.
Right, what's going on, dude?
I mean, we're back.
Funchy, what's with this song?
It's the only song I can find right now.
Did you not know we were coming back?
I knew we were coming back, but there is a rejoin that I was going to play. It didn't play. So
really?
I had to just find the song quickly.
Was it a good rejoin?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it sounds. I can't hear it.
Have you been able to get it?
I can't. It's done. I think it's like not playing.
Is it Morales?
It's supposed to be Morales with, you know, Sedano Cap. It's a generic rejoin, you know. We don't really have a rejoin for this.
So he didn't even make like specific rejoins for the show?
No, not at all.
Wait a second. Is he still here?
I think he left. Pretty sure he left.
Someone summon him on the phone.
Wow, summon him. Don't call him. Summon his ass.
Because he didn't do Live Imaging Tuesday, but did not leave actual rejoins for the show, just generic ones.
You know, it's amazing. People in the community, because
I mean, the Live Imaging Tuesday originated
show. Right. Now, you talk about leaving the family. You talk about being a rat. That's the evidence right there that we all need.
Well, him having to leave for a business thing is different.
George, listen to me.
Yeah. But he should have left.
Listen, he is not, he is not needed at this dinner tonight. Okay? If he's not there and there's 10 other people there, they're all going to be like, it's a great night. Everybody enjoyed themselves very much. By the, you were missed. We would have loved to have had you, but the dinner's going to go on without him. He doesn't have to be there.
He planned to, but he planned to bank some, but he said the day got away from him.
He planned to bank?
Yes.
You said bank.
Yes, bank some,
bank
some rejoins.
Okay.
But then he said the day got away from him.
I thought you said bang some. And
bank,
I,
hey now. Bank,
and I
cap.
Said to George
yesterday.
I mean,
he could bang them out.
Right.
It's fine.
I said, George, I'm going to bang down the door. And then it turned into a bang, bang, bang situation yesterday.
Right.
So bang some out.
Yeah. So anywho.
Yeah.
I've got a very real, it's time to get real here.
It's time to get really real?
Yeah.
Like raw?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
And I would love to hear from the audience on this. Okay. We don't really take a ton of calls.
Can we take some calls today?
We could a few. Yeah. Not too many, because what ends up happening is like Kitty Cat calls in. You know what I mean?
I would love to have Kitty Cat
no,
call today.
No, that guy was like,
what do you mean? That guy's
like
a good caller.
7 minutes.
That guy's a good caller.
No, he wasn't.
Like Manuel and Gardenia, like those are the kinds of people you want. They've got an interesting name.
Kitty Cat, number one.
Yeah.
First of all, like alleged that I said all these things, none of which I actually said.
I like that he put you on like the defense. That was good.
Right. But it wasn't on the defense because I didn't say any of
those
things.
But then you had to kind of tell you to set him straight.
Yeah. Okay.
But in the meantime, it's been a week and people have been talking in the community about this guy named Kitty Cat. That's funny.
Nonetheless,
I hope he calls today. Kitty Cat, call.
Don't call.
Please call.
Go to your litter box.
Kitty Cat, call in.
What was that?
That was like a cat, like a.
Wait,
did
what?
Not sound like a cat.
That sounded like a transformer more than a cat. Okay, that
maybe.
You know,
maybe like a meow. That sounds like a cat. More
nice.
Than
nice cat. Yeah. You got a cat in your bag?
No.
You got a lot of birds?
No. Birds. I'm a bird guy.
Yeah, no cat.
Birdman.
Okay.
Birdman.
I want to know, how do I get this computer in this studio to go to the call screener so that when Kitty Cat calls, I can tell you
no,
he's on the
only
line?
I can get
no,
this.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want that power.
So anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've obviously been talking a lot about Russell Westbrook.
Really? Have we?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed.
Now, let me, I'm going to go back further.
Okay, to where?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where the point of no return was for the Lakers, you think? Like, were they, was it the Russ deal? Is there something before that? Would you go back to the Anthony Davis deal? I mean, there were people at the time, and I think there's still a few that would actually say, although I'm not one of them, because you win a championship, it's worth it. That would be like, we should have kept the kids around LeBron, because that wasn't going to work. That was going to work out very well. But I am genuinely curious to hear where the Laker fan had buyer's remorse, because I don't believe it's the Anthony Davis stuff, but there are a few. You say a few, right? Talking about, you know, the guy, the Kitty Cat guy in the community. There are a few on Twitter that will pop up and be like, we should have never traded Lonzo and Brandon Ingram.
You know what? Where I would say?
This where is would like, you say? This where is, was the, okay. the line of demarcation?
Okay, here it is to me.
Yeah.
If you think back, and I can go look it up real quick, but if you think back to the roster that won the bubble.
Right. October, they win a championship, they're celebrating.
Okay.
Yes.
They broke that team up.
Correct. They brought in Montrezl Harrell. Kuzma was still on that team.
Yeah.
Caruso was gone.
They brought in a shooter.
Okay.
Brought in Schroeder, right?
They also
the
brought
2021
in,
Lakers.
Yeah, they
yes.
brought in, what's it? Markieff Morris, right? Was it Markieff?
No, Markieff was on the team that
which,
won.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was one of the Morris brothers. Nonetheless, here's my point.
Yeah.
When you have a championship team,
yeah.
what you try and do is you go, where can we add a little more firepower
right.
to our core? And what happened
it
is.
I got the team, right?
This is the team that won the championship?
The team the following year.
Okay, I want to go to both.
Okay, I'll get you that one. But the following year was LeBron AD, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was still here. Andre Drummond. Remember?
There you go. That's who it was.
Big Penguin.
Yeah.
Montrezl Harrell. Caruso was here. Talen Horton-Tucker. Markieff was still here. Wesley Matthews. Marc Gasol. Ben McLemore. Damian Jones. Jared Dudley. Alphonso McKinney. And Devontae Kaycock.
Okay, so now just remember, what you just said was, that's the team that replaced the championship team.
Right. So the championship team, okay, they were missing Dwight and JaVale in that situation. They brought in Gasol, who was a terrible fit.
Yep.
Okay, there's no doubt. And that, so that, do you think that's where the spiral started for real?
For me, when I think back to you have a championship and you start moving out most of the pieces.
Well, not most of them. Look, they got rid of, okay, Danny Green, Avery Bradley, who didn't play in the bubble.
Right.
Deion Waiters, who barely played. Rondo.
Okay, so Danny Green, Rondo, those are two important names.
Avery Bradley played during the regular season.
That's true.
Up until the bubble.
Right.
He didn't want to play because he didn't know what COVID was.
Right.
He didn't want to, he had a child who had...
something.
It was some sort of health issue,
yeah.
Right, and did not want to, you know, not be with him.
But you had, but just one more time. You have Rondo and Danny Green.
Danny Green.
Yep.
Dwight
Howard.
Avery Bradley.
Okay. Three.
JaVale.
Four. JaVale McGee. Yep.
And the rest of those guys didn't really play.
All I'm saying is
those five.
All I'm saying is when they decided to retool what was already a championship team.
Correct.
Rather than try and run it back with most of those guys back.
Right.
That to me was number one. Mm. I'll tell you number two.
Numero uno.
Yeah.
See.
Here's number two.
Yeah.
Last year.
Now, by the way, can I push back just a little bit?
Feel free.
All right, go ahead. Go to your last year.
Last year. When they let Caruso go, I know this is going to sound a little bit crazy, and I'm not suggesting to you that Caruso is a championship player. He's a championship piece of a puzzle, but Caruso was a heart and soul guy that sold out on every play, and his teammates loved him for that, and them letting him just walk rather than trying to figure out that situation and what it returned. That to me is like phase two of the total destruction of the championship team from 2020.
Okay, here's my pushback on the one after the championship.
Okay.
Remember LeBron got his ankle rolled on by Solomon Hill?
I do.
Do you want to know what their record was to start the season before LeBron really just realized he couldn't go anymore?
It was pretty good, as I recall.
21-6.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yep.
Now, I actually think it's probably a combination of both those things. The two points that you mentioned.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I did good?
Yeah, I think you did good in mentioning those two points.
Oh, thanks.
Because I do think that they clearly missed like the Rondo leadership. I actually think Dwight less so than JaVale. Mm-hmm. I feel like JaVale was a guy that they missed. Like JaVale has gone on to have a very good second half of his career,
mm-hmm.
Beginning prior to arriving here in the Golden State Warriors and then moving forward. I think they missed him. And look, I don't think they missed trying to see who else.
Like Danny Green, for example. Danny Green got to a point where every time he shot the ball, I was like, no!
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's a young, athletic, role player.
He wasn't young and he wasn't very athletic, but he was a smart defender.
How old was he at the time?
I mean, he's pretty old.
How old?
He's like in his mid-30s.
Come on!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like a child.
Yeah. But I do think that it's the combination of those two. And I think that's where they went wrong. Because everyone wants to point back to the AD thing. It's like, come on, stop. You're going to do that every time to win a championship, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it worked out.
It's like the Rams, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams.
They went all in.
Right. And let's just say the Rams don't make the playoffs this year.
Very possible.
But so what? We won a Super Bowl
right.
in our home stadium.
And the Lakers won the championship.
That's it.
Right.
I will say that the difference is that, you know, we've talked about this a million times. Mm-hmm. How hard was it to win that championship? Was it harder?
I think so.
Okay. Some people do.
I think so because I think the basketball in the bubble, it's crazy. It sucks that not as many people were watching it that normally watch basketball. Because honestly, if you love basketball, it was some of the best basketball I've ever seen played.
But the issue is that the Lakers won that championship and it was a shortened, adjusted season. And the Dodgers won the World Series in a 60-game regular season where the World Series and the playoffs were all held in the same place. And both of those teams subsequently, with high expectations, have not returned. And so in the Lakers' case, unlike the Dodgers, who had a historic season, 111 wins, etc., the Lakers have gone from championship to not making the playoffs. Not steady decline over the course of 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Fell off the cliff.
Right.
This Caruso thing, I don't remember all the details. I know
they didn't want to pay him.
But that guy.
They didn't want to pay him what Chicago was willing to pay him.
That guy.
Glue guy.
I'm not saying he's the champ.
Glue guy.
Right. He doesn't put the team on his back.
No, but he's a glue guy.
Right.
perfect defender. Like, he's really good. He's one of the better defenders in the league.
And everybody wants Austin Reeves to be the replacement.
And by the way, you found him in theory. Yes, I know he technically was on Oklahoma City first, and like, but they barely played him. You developed him to that point. The Lakers did.
And let him walk.
Right.
And tell me if I'm right on the timeline here. Caruso leaving also brought back Russ. And I don't mean like in a trade. I just mean the period of time was Caruso out, Russ in. Does that sound like the timeline is about right? Like when Caruso left, Russ came in. Right. So think about that. You lost your glue guy and you brought in a guy that you've been walking on eggshells around ever since.
Correct. Not great.
I just wonder what happened the day that LeBron and AD went to visit Russ. What could have been said that they could have believed that he could come here and be their teammate?
I'll tell you what I think, just based on crowdsourcing.
Okay, I like crowdsourcing.
And I also will tell you, there was one thing I heard on Lakers Talk last night with Slee that was said by one of his guests that rings the most true about this whole Russell Westbrook scenario. So I'll tell you that in a second.
Way there, whoa, living on a prayer. Like Bon Jovi?
Of course, who doesn't like Bon Jovi?
I love Bon Jovi.
Whoa, living on a prayer.
Nice, way to hit the high note. Hey, I got to compliment both of us because I like to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We have today, we are the champions of shoe game here at 710 ESPN.
We are?
Big time. I looked at everybody else's dog. Our shoes rock out. Like, the two of us got a strong game.
I don't know. You're talking about me and Funch back here, who are like big time sneakerheads. So
let me see what you guys got.
Cap.
Come on in here. Let me see what you got, Lindsay Baseball. Let me see what's cooking over there. All right, here she comes. Sneakerheads. Yeah, Funchy, you're a big sneakerhead. I know you usually rock some cool Jordans.
Yes.
Oh, those are dope. Hey, the whole show is dope. Tell me what those are. Air Force Ones.
No. These
what are those?
Dunks.
What are they called?
Dunks.
Are they Kyries?
No.
Okay, those are Dunks.
They're Nike Dunks.
Okay, what do you got, Funchy? See what Funchy got. George has got some really cool, like, fluorescent pink things going on.
They're orange.
Oh. Those are nice. So the whole show kicks ass.
Meanwhile, Cappy's wearing Vans.
Yeah, but these are brand new and they're dope. They're like this really cool green fall color and they got really awesome bottom to them.
I think my uncle has those.
Dude, these are bomb, dude. These are bomb.
There's nothing wrong with them. I'm just saying you're like talking yourself up like you're all like, oh yeah, I'm wearing, you know.
Yeah, like when I got my Air Force Ones, I thought they were pretty cool.
They aight. Your Vans aight.
My Vans are only aight.
Right.
Nice They're color green. Eye. Nice color green. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the kind
it's
of like shoe
fall.
That everybody's got
it
in their
in, fall.
Right.
Copy.
You don't just have these shoes in your rep. You got to go out on a limb to get these kinds of deals.
Yeah, all right.
Really, only height. Wow. Look, and your shoes are orange, not pink. I thought your shoes were pink. I thought you were celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month or something. Not the case, huh?
Not the case.
Okay.
They're orange.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it all back. Me, Funchy, and Lindsay got cool shoes.
Okay.
All right. Where were we?
I don't know. I don't know. But you asked me a question, but I don't remember what the question you asked me was.
You don't remember it?
No. Do you remember it?
No, I have no idea. None, zero. I will say
Actually,
this.
I will tell you this. I do remember now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you got?
So last night I was listening to the Lakers talk with Slee.
Correct. And you said his guest said something that was that resonated.
Totally resonated in this whole Russ situation.
What happened?
Do you have the cut, Lindsay? No, you don't.
We have what Magic said.
No. Did you get the stuff that?
No.
Okay.
What did he say? I'll repeat it.
Don't worry about it. Let's just listen to Magic because he basically said the same thing. Go ahead.
Quit trying to fight the media. Quit trying to fight the fan, and just say, you know what? I didn't play well, but I'm going to play better.
Right.
And go out there on the court and perform.
Right.
That's how you stop all the things that's going on. But you can't do it by trying to combat them.
Right.
So, yeah, he's basically saying Russ needs to kind of change his tune, which is basically, so Jovan Buha, who I'll just tell you what he said.
Jovan Buha?
Jovan Buha.
Love that name.
Yeah, of The Athletic, who covers the Lakers, does a great job covering the Lakers. He basically told Slee that he hasn't ever taken accountability for his own play.
Russ.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is an absolutely fair assessment. Even I was there at that Clipper game when he was like asked, like, hey, how'd you think you played? And he was like, yeah, I think I played fine, you know, played hard.
Nobody said anything to him like, but statistically at 0-12
well,
from
they,
the field.
They eventually did get to that. Uh-huh. Like they started asking him questions about the shooting, and he just like, ah, you know. And that's when
Juan Toscano Anderson
yeah. jumped in and like, you know, whatever. So they did try to get to that stuff, but he's right. He has not taken accountability. I mean
maybe he thinks he's playing pretty well.
There's no way he thinks.
No, maybe he thinks he's like, hey, listen, you know what? 0-12. So what? I'm playing really well. I'm playing a nice game.
I hate to bag on him because he is a surefire Hall of Famer. Again, he's one of the 75 greatest players of all time, but he's not playing like that here. And that's the unfortunate part of the situation because I think everyone wanted that to work out here.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, when he signed or when he was brought to the Lakers, was it a trade that they made with Washington, right? I'm telling you, there was like a celebration on the streets. I'm exaggerating, but I just remember
there was a lot of people right. were very happy about it.
Brody's coming home.
Right.
And I felt like such a moron by saying this. What is this Brody nickname? Yeah. What is this? Like, I've never heard Brody before. Yeah. Like, should I know something? Everybody calls him Brody?
Yeah.
Is that like his homeboy name? Like, people here, like, back at home, they're like, yo, L.A., we call him Brody.
Yeah, I mean, people around the league.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, and I didn't, and I still don't.
Yeah.
But the celebration, Brody's coming home.
Yeah.
Kid from L.A.
Yeah.
UCLA.
Yeah.
Championship. We're back, baby.
Yeah. It felt that way.
My question.
For a second.
Right. So my question to you was,
yeah.
and I just remembered it.
Yeah, it was, what do you think that conversation was like at that meeting?
Right. So imagine.
So I can tell you what I think.
Okay. So let me just set it up, though. LeBron and A.D., go over to Brody's crib, okay? Because they're going to talk to him to figure out, hey, we know him, but could we really all coexist? And could we win a championship together? Whatever was said that afternoon when LeBron and AD went over to Brody's.
I don't know what was said to him specifically, but I can tell you what I think the conversation was like from like the LeBron AD perspective.
Okay, so you're LeBron.
No. I'm just saying, like, and I don't know this to be a fact. I can just think this is what I would imagine. Okay, so I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I would imagine that the logic went something like this.
All right, let me hear it.
We're gonna create a better version of the big three that I had in Miami. That's what he thought.
That's what LeBron says
in his head, right? Like he's or. Maybe not better, but at least equal to or better, perhaps different, but maybe better in some ways because AD is more athletic than Chris Bosh was, and he's more of a force. Although Chris Bosh is a Hall of Famer and a great player, don't get me wrong. Again, this must be the logic
all
of
right.
it.
So LeBron thinks he's got AD, which is Bosh.
Right.
He's got LeBron, who's LeBron,
and he's got Russ, who can be Dwayne Wade.
Come on, come on.
I'm telling you,
come on.
That if I had to guess. Okay, that was kind of the logic behind it.
I mean, when I think of Dwayne Wade, this is just a perception.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Dwayne Wade, mm-hmm. I think of an all-time great
mm-hmm.
teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And why I think that of Dwayne Wade is he's already won a championship with the Heat, but he's willing to welcome LeBron mm-hmm. and say, let's go get more.
He helped. I mean, listen, I don't want to besmirch the big man, but he did in that series. He did carry the entire team that he won.
But what I'm saying, though,
before LeBron,
is that his ego was not, I don't want LeBron on this team. This is my team.
No, on the contrary.
Right. Yeah. So when I think of Dwayne Wade, I think of a guy who's all about winning and all about team and not about me. And when I think of Brody, and this is even before the disaster that's happened now, I think of a guy who's all about himself.
I thought you said you were never going to call him that.
I now call him that all the time.
Yeah.
That's now like an affectionate term that I use
now,
for him.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
While I think you're right that personality-wise, and when this hypothesis was presented to me at a time back then, and that's the way it was presented to me, I was like, I had similar thoughts that you did. I was like, yeah, but he's not really Dwayne Wade, even though there are some similarities to their game. Like, yeah, I get it. You know, guys who can, you know, score very easily, get to the rim, not necessarily great shooters, but, you know, can move the ball, like just athletic, right? Like, I got all that. But to your point, there were two things missing to me at the time that I kind of pushed back on, which was A, the personality differences,
mm-hmm.
which I thought were stark. And
like Ned Stark?
Perhaps. And the other one was defense.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Wade was a
good defender. Russell Westbrook has never been a what I would call a good defender.
Well, no, Russell Westbrook has never known that there's a defensive end. In other words, he's an offensive player. He's an explosive, offensive, up and down kind of player. He's not exactly a guy who's running full speed to try and block a shot
even,
from behind.
Well, no, he would do stuff like that, but I'm just saying, like, on the ball. You know what I mean? Like, I never saw him as a guy who was a great defender, where at Dwayne Wade, there was a stretch where he was a great defender.
Well, if that was the theory.
But that was what I feel like the theory was from a pure basketballish type thing. Not exactly apples to apples, perfect comparison, but like in the same fruit category. You know what I mean?
So like lime and lemon.
Right.
More than an apple to an orange.
Correct.
Right, like cousins in fruit.
Correct.
Yeah, grapefruit and orange is nice.
And I think that that's what they thought they had, and then it never materialized, so.
Granny Smith apple to like a Fiji apple. Like they're right. Apples.
Or like green apple to red apple.
Yeah, apples to apples.
Yeah.
Not
if you want
to
do apples to apples, right. Yeah.
Similar fruit cousins.
So I think that was, if you're asking me what I think that was like, I think that's what it was like.
But I think...
the logic, at least.
Yeah. LeBron. I know he's kind of now like off the hook for it, because everybody now blames the Lakers for not getting rid of him, meaning Russ. But what was LeBron thinking that day? Like when he left and he's with AD... Yo, man, we could do this with him.
So there's some football stuff I want to get to in the next hour, but I do have one more Laker thing that I really need to get to.
Okay.
Because it kind of dawned on me today when I was talking to Lindsay. The Lakers have a similar problem that USC used to have. I'll explain that coming up next.